So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea in verse 22, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and ordinance there, and there he proved them, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." They came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. I want to preach tonight on this text and talk to you about bitter things, bitter water. In life, we have bitter times. They had just had a great victory. I mean, the Lord had just shut the Red Sea on Pharaoh and his people. And now the song of Moses is in this same chapter where they're singing and praising God for what the Lord had done for them to give them victory over the Egyptians. Thank God Miriam came out with timbrels and danced and praised God with the women. And it just seemed like they was in a great reviving time, that God had brought them victory, give them victory. And now, thank God, really this is the beginning of the wilderness journey where they go into the wilderness. God help me tonight. And they get in the wilderness journey, and they go 3 days, and they have no water. And God did that to prove them. And it looks like a lot of times when we have a victory or God does something for us, we do face battles. And here, thank God, they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water, and they came to water, but they could not drink it. Now think about that. God allowed them to go to the water, and they could not drink it. And so we find here in the scripture that the people began to murmur, and they murmured against Moses, and what he had done took them out. Listen, they just praised God, thank God, just prior. Now they murmuring, complaining about the way God took them, and the man of God, they murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And the Bible said God gave information to Moses about that tree, and the waters were made sweet, the Bible said. But you know, in life in general, you're going to have bitter times in the journey. Now, once you get saved and get out of Egypt, that's the first thing. You got to be saved, get out of Egypt. Egypt's a type of the world, and the only way they got out was the blood that was applied to the doorpost. They got out, thank God, when the death angel, I use the word angel, thank God, God executed judgment, and God, praise God, delivered them that night because Pharaoh thought God was going to kill him. And so, you know, the journey into the Red Sea and how God opened the Red Sea, and they marched through on old dry ground, and then God put the water back together and killed all them Egyptians and drowned them. Thank God, on the other side, they sing the song of Moses. Hey, God, it's a song of deliverance is what it was. In fact, the book of Exodus means that. And then we find here that they get down this place of water, needing water, and then this bitter water. And there's a lot of bitter things in life. There's some people that have been through some terrible, hard, bitter times in life. Hey, God, and you know, there's going to be sufferings in the Christian life. Amen. Brethren, listen tonight. I would not be telling the truth. I told you that everything about the journey of God was pleasant. It's not pleasant, every bit of it. Amen. There's been trials. There's been persecutions. There's been conflicts. There's been all kind of things that God's allowed in the Christian journey. There's conflicts without. There's conflicts within. Paul talked about that. He talked about all the perils and the things that he went through as a child of God. But there's going to be physical sufferings in this walk. Amen. I wish it wasn't. I thought about some in the church right now going through physical afflictions. And it hurts my heart to know that they're suffering like that. But there's going to be some of them times. I thank God over over 3 years ago when, praise God, I had to have that heart surgery. That was a part of the journey. Thank God, it wasn't by accident. It was God's will. And God allowed that to take place. And some of you had that. Some of you had different things that you've had to suffer. The journey of God is not all... Listen, it's thank God it's pleasant with Christ. But what we go through sometimes is not. You get down there, thank God, you need God to do something for you. And it don't seem like it comes through. They needed water. They went 3 days without water. And now they can't find good water to drink. And it looks like that sometimes. We wonder to God, and people say, I wonder where God's at. I mean, we go 3 days, we don't have no water in Journey, we find it, and we can't even drink it. Amen. But God has a purpose in that, God's plan. Amen. It's always a test. Amen. God knows what we're going to do. He ain't wondering what we're going to do. God knows what we're going to do, but what it is, God proven us is how weak we are and how much we need Him and look to Him. Amen. People say, wonder why this came in this man's life or this woman's life. And there's always going to be some bitter herbs and some bitter waters and bitter times in life in general. Amen. I said physical. A lot of people have physical affliction. Amen. Paul talked about that, to be afflicted or sick or something among you. Why this brother here that, thank God, preached the gospel and died with cancer when he was 50 years old. And you know, people start thinking, well, that was awful bitter and hard to go through, because we know tonight that the grave is one of the most bitter and hard things that a man will go through, even though there's grace and there's glory. And we know it's a resurrection ground, and we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That is comforting to us, but it still don't take away the sufferings and the sorrow and difficult times in life. And brethren, God don't always deliver right away. He could. There's nothing too hard for Him. But God, most of the time, God is just too progressive. It's just progressive. Amen. God gave victory over the Israelites, over the Egyptians. And then they find themselves in a place that they need God to do something for them. And it seems like, thank God, they're talking about going back. Amen. How many times they said, well, we had a little bit better back here. But I will tell you something tonight. The Christian life, my friend, thank God, is lived by grace. It's lived by grace. Amen. God, listen, every payday's not here. Amen. It'll be over there. Amen. Everything we go through, we'll not know here, but we'll know there. Amen. Praise God. The sufferings of this present time, not to be compared. Thank God for the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hey, God, friend, you got to get this thing. I didn't say I got it all understanding, but I do know this. Amen. What I go through ain't a half of what He ever went through. What I go through, hey, God, I got to consider Him in the matter. Amen. If He'll give me grace, I can do it. It takes grace to do it. You can't do it without grace. And when grace is a present, you can do it. Paul said grace is sufficient. And brother, not it is sufficient. Amen. Amen. That's right. Bitter. Children have bitter times. Children go through times in childhood. It's bitter times. There's adults in here tonight that went through some bitter times through the childhood. Amen. It's just a bitter life sometimes when we have to swallow some things. Amen. We raise children, it's the hardest thing to do. They can say, thank God, my friend, thank God, it's just hard sometimes. Amen. To see children miss God and go this way and go that way. And parents cry themselves to sleep at night and wonder unto God, are they going to turn to God? And this hardships. Amen. That's right, brother. It's just hardship. God allows these things. There's not everything, thank God, as sweet as we want to make it to be. Amen. I'm not putting on a show. Amen. I'm not trying to tell you something that's not true. Because I'm speaking the truth out of love in your heart. Amen. If you decide to walk this close way with God, there'll be lonely times. Amen. There'll be hardships. Undergo hardships. Egypt as a good soldier. Amen. There'll be times that you feel like holding up your hand and say, what's the use? Amen. But brother, God will help you. God, Jeremiah got there one day and he said the crowd was against him. He felt like God had turned on him. And he said, where are you at? He said, I'm not going to mention his name anymore. But his word was shut up in his bowels. And he said, there's a fire in me. And I could not stay. Thank God he had something in him that kept him going. I want to testify to you tonight, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't even be in. Amen. I wouldn't be in the boat. I wouldn't be, thank God, in the race. Amen. Brother, God has held you up. God has blessed you tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, friend, I didn't say it was all easy. But I will tell you one thing. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never step aside from you. Amen. You might feel like he ain't there, like Job said. I looked on the right, looked on the left, couldn't find him. Amen. He's around. Amen. They said Job couldn't find him. God knew where he was. And God knows where you're at tonight. And God knows tonight, friend, when you pull to God, it's got to be a hard journey sometime. Amen. Thank God, old James Ivy D. I'll never get the old man. They talk about the fire of God in a man's bone. Sitting in a rest home in Spencer, North Carolina one day as a young preacher. I got up and preached, and God just helped me preach, you know. Got in, started preaching wide open, praise God. And this old man was sitting back there. And you know, I'm just telling you this, folks. That's some bitter times for the older age. Thank God to have to go to a rest home and a nursing home. And basically, they feel like a forsaken people, really. But they're, you know, thank God for good families that go and try to talk and be a blessing to them. But this old man, he sat back at the back table. And once I got to preaching, thank God, he stood up and raised him little old skinny arms up. And he said, I feel it in my bones. That's what he said. He got to preaching, thank God. He got to walking around that nursing home and preaching to them people. And he was telling them old people, them wheelchairs, some of them couldn't even, thank God, hold their head up. He said, y'all need to repent. He got to saying, you need to repent. He said, I feel it. He said, I feel it in my bones. Amen, brother. It'll be in your bones till you leave. Amen. I tell you, it don't mean the journey's easy, but that does mean there's a God in heaven. Thank God it won't leave you nor forsake you. Amen, buddy. I tell you, I felt like going into town before. I felt like, thank God, that's, amen, saying this preaching thing a little harder. But thank God, I'm telling you, they can't get away from it. It's in you. Thank God, there's grace in you. Amen. As a child of God, you feel like sometimes they're just going into town and saying, what's the use? But I'm tell you tonight, there's more at stake than what you realize. Amen, brother. Thank God, we got to keep on. There's no water, Moses. Hang on. Thank God, this is coming. We get down there and it's a bit bitter, and we can't drink it. Thank God, what do I do? Amen, brother. I'm telling you what to do. Thank God, wait on him to tell you what to do. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't like trials, but they're coming. The trying of your faith worketh patience. Patience is spirit. Spirit's hope. The trying of your faith endures. Thank God he said he counted all joy. That's right, brother. It tried like gold. That's right, the fire. Thank God you won't know what you got until you're tested. Amen, buddy. You got to go through the test. I mean, old Edgar Thomas told me one time, he said, brother, you ever thought about how many tests that Abraham had to pass?
Yeah.
Of all the tests that Abraham went through. Think about the first one, praise God. He's sitting back in a heathen land. God comes to him and says, go to Canaan. He don't even know where it's at. Amen. That's right. He said, leave your country, leave your kindred, and get on the highway. Amen. This man went, praise God, seeking for a country. Amen, brother, and thank God. And his biggest test was taking his own son to the mountaintop named Isaac. Amen. And was going to offer him up. God told him to offer him up on the mountain. Oh, yeah. Thank God they walked up there together, his only son, brother. Amen. He was tested. Thank God he wasn't going to withhold one thing from God. But God withheld his hand from striking his own son. Thank God put a ram in the thicket, took him in place. Amen. God, amen, blessed Abraham. He said, you hadn't withheld one thing from me. But it had to be a hard deal walking up that hill. Amen. But he did say, we're coming back. Amen. You know why? Because he believed God was going to
not raise him up after he killed him. Amen. Because God already promised that was going to be the seed of God. And brother, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things you not understand. But thank God he'll show you later. Amen.
That's right. Praise God. Amen. We taught our children that. We said, now everything in life happens for a purpose. And you know, I get out of sorts sometimes, and I'll say something to Mandy about it. We talk on the phone, man, and I'll say, daggone, I got to running late and everything. Didn't make it right on time. She'll say, Daddy, maybe God was stopping you from getting in a wreck somewhere. There's a purpose. There's a reason behind it. Amen. There's a reason God allows us. Praise God. You, son, he's done some things for you. Amen. You know what? Brother Danny's blind in one eye. You know what I said this morning? I said, how's your eye? His other eye's got cloud on it. He says, we're doing good. He said, it could be worse. I couldn't see out of it. You want to tell me something? You want me to tell you something tonight? The only way he can say that is by the grace of God. That's right. That's right. That's the only way. You know what? I thought in my heart, that'd be hard for me to say that. But see, I'm not going through that until grace comes to me. God gives you grace when you need it. The grace is there. Amen. It's just there when you need it. Life, listen, friends, we're in a world, not our home. Could you imagine me going to France tonight or Mexico? Amen. And going down there and trying to live my life in a country that I don't even know nothing about? That'd be rough. Well, what in the world? We're strangers and pilgrims in this land. Amen. We're just a passing through. We're not, this world's not our home. Amen. Even though we got familiarities about it. Amen, brother. And why would we think everything's going to be good in a strange, worldly land? Amen. God help us. Amen. It said, consider him that endures such contradiction against himself and from sinners, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. He said he endured the cross. Endurance is going through. Endurance is undergoing and going through. Amen. Endurance is a key in the Christian life. I've actually been through things that I didn't know if I was going to get up. I've been knocked down. Didn't know if I was going to get up. Amen. God let me lay there a little while. He really did. He let me lay there a little while. Then he'd come with that Holy Ghost smelling salts. Amen. The gospel. Amen. Holy Ghost. I love you, boy. Get up. Thank God. Oh, yeah. Come back to me. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God he'll do that. He'll let Paul say we're knocked down but not knocked out. That's just paraphrasing it. But, brother, we go through hardship. Thank God we go through difficult times. And I'm telling you, there are times in your life that nobody understands you. Much as my wife knows about me, she probably could tell you what I'm thinking a lot of times. She still, sometimes in my life, don't understand me. That's right. You don't. And there's times in my life, in your life, I don't understand you. But you know what? Nobody knows what they're going through within but God. That's right. So they get down in these waters. And praise God. What they tell him? He said he showed him a tree. Amen. He showed him a tree. Thank God for the Calvary tree.
Yes, sir.
That's the only thing that can make anything sweet in your life.
Amen.
Amen. People's better tonight, friend. I'm telling you, they don't realize that Calvary, if they can make a trip to Calvary and get the help of God, he can sweeten it up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Moses threw a tree into the water. And when the tree was in the waters were made sweet. Yeah. You think about this. All the people and the cattle and everybody need to drink water. Right. And God made it sweet enough to make them to let them drink it. Yeah. You know what? I say this tonight. There was other travelings in the journey. But there's a victory right there.
Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Never forget the victories in your life.
Amen.
The devil's going to come to you tomorrow or next day, and he's going to say, you ain't doing nothing for God. Why don't you just give it up? He's trying to make you bitter toward the situation. And maybe it's a low time. He'll hit you when it's a low time. What you need to remember is what he did. What you need to remember is where he brought you from. What you need to remember, thank God, the victories God give you in your life. And when you can remember what God has done in your life, you can get victory, because there's a memory that kicks back to what God did and where God brought you from and how God gave you victory and how God rolled these things in your life. How wonder to God, how could Elijah and how could I and how could you tonight, thank God, have a amen, a prayer, a fire fall from heaven in the next chapter. I'm running from Jezebel. He said he was questioned to die. The man just prayed down fire from heaven. Don't ever get to the place to think in your own heart that you got it mastered. Because when you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. And here's what I look at. I need grace right now. And when I get up in the morning, I'll need a fresh batch of it. I'll need some new grace. Make it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now I can live off the bread I got today,
but
I need some tomorrow too.
Yeah. Yes,
and how much you want to gather? They could gather as much as they ate.
They
went out. It was their responsibility to go out every morning and get that manna, and they could gather as much as they wanted, but they had to eat it. That's right. Amen. And when God puts you in the house of God or in your Bible or whatever you're doing, you get as much as you can. Thank God and eat as much as you can, because you're going to need it for the strength of the journey.
Yes, sir.
You need the Word. You need the bread. You need it. Thank God you need the water of life, which is Christ. And when that tree was thrown in that water, it was made sweet. I don't think the only thing ever sweetened you up is Calvary. The tree. The cross. You know, there's another time, thank God, that something was thrown into the water. The axe head it sunk to the very bottom. Remember that? They was cutting them trees. And old Elisha was down there with them, and the axe head fell off. And where'd it go? It went to the bottom of the water. Amen. And they said, "Alas, master has borrowed." And the God of heaven told that man of God to break off a stick and throw it into the water. And the Bible said, and the axe head did swim. And I'm going to tell you what that axe has a picture of. You can use it any picture you want to. But that showed you the inability of that of like a sinner, friend, sunk in sin. And by the grace and power of God, under the authority of God, that axe head swam. You say, how did an axe head swim? I don't know, but it swam. Thank God it got back to the top.
Yeah.
Amen. You know how to get back up? By a miracle of grace. You know, when you're down, I'll tell you how you get back up. By a miracle of grace.
Amen.
Thanks God. There's a lot of bitter things in life. But thank God there's victory tonight. There's victory in the cross. There's victory in the tree. It'll make the water sweeten your life. You need a little sweeten up. Amen. I do every once in a while. Don't you just get sweetened up? Amen. That's right. Because we have bitter things come our way. And listen, we just got to be honest with God. God knows about it. Lord, help us. I just felt like preaching it tonight. God, put it on my heart. Let's stand.